big news out of the University of Maine today as they have named a brand new head coach of men's hockey. The fifth coach in Black Bear history has been an assistant recently at the University of Massachusetts. His name is Ben Barr, and he joins us to kick off the show. Ben, thanks for being with us, and congratulations.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it. I'm very excited.
Well, I would say, look, if you put together a 2021 to-do list, and yet you had on there, win a national championship, check, get head coaching job, check, well done so far.
Yeah, it's as I'm sure for you and everyone, it's been a crazy year. But the last few months, hockey wise and personally, and my wife Tara and I just had twins a couple weeks ago too. So
wow.
it's been a crazy a crazy few months, and you know, obviously the hockey thing and the national championship was awesome too. So this is this is a dream come true for me. So I just feel very fortunate and blessed right now.
Well, we're very excited to have you here. You've got such a terrific pedigree. You've been part of some great programs at UMass, RPI, Union, Providence. What's the common thread in your experience in successful programs?
I think the most common thread is just having really good people. That's from the student athletes to the coaches, to the staff, to the administration, the community. It's an effort. You know, college hockey is a complete effort from everybody involved. And, you know, it starts obviously with the administration and supporting the program. And then, everybody that's involved in your program has to be, you know, speaking the same language, has to have the same vision. And, you know, I've just been really fortunate to be in some places that we've been able to accomplish that. And then, you know, really magical things can happen, and you know, things that we all dream of. You know, league and national championships are a possibility once you get the right people in place.
What drew you to the Maine job?
It's more like kind of like what didn't draw me to the Maine job. There's so many wonderful. The history of the program, the school. I have some connections to some. Athletic Director Ken Ralph was I've known since I was a student athlete at RPI. He was the AD there. I think he started my junior year. Jim Montgomery is a great friend who I was a volunteer at RPI, and he was an assistant coach. You know, he went on to, you know, he was a Maine legend as a player, and went on to, you know, have some great success in the coaching world and in the USHL and Dubuque and Denver, and then into the NHL, and now he's in St. Louis. So I had a lot of connections, and I think, anytime you're trying to achieve a job like the Maine head coaching job, you have to have some people that you that are involved in the program to support you. And I was fortunate to know some people that were very supportive, and which made it, you know, definitely more appealing to me.
Obviously, you're familiar with Maine's history, and also know what new facilities and what excitement that can bring to the program. And I have to think, seeing what the future holds with that facilities improvement plan, it didn't hurt your interest level in the Maine job.
No, not at all. Like that. Yeah. I didn't even mention that. And that's, that's just sort of icing on the cake a little bit. Ken did that, at RPI shortly after I had left. He was amazing at, building new facilities there for the athletics program. They did the same thing. Colorado College was building a new rink, which he kind of spearheaded there. So he's phenomenal at that, and that's only going to make the program that more attractive to future student athletes. And so that definitely is just another bonus. But there's so much going back, in the 80s and 90s, and the Sean Walsh era, and Tim Whitehead, Red Gendron. Like, there's been so many phenomenal people and players involved in the program that, that the facility is what it is, and it's a bonus, but it's a very attractive job even without that. So I feel very fortunate.
We're talking with Ben Barr, the new men's hockey coach at the University of Maine. You've got a great reputation for being an awfully good recruiter. Is it going to be tough to convince young people to come to Orono, Maine?
I don't think so. I'm not great at convincing people to do things that they don't want to do. I think finding the right ones that want to be part of something and communicating that vision of what we see our program to be, you know, with, you know, myself and our assistants, that's going to be the most important piece. And, you know, it's not always the best player on paper that makes the best black bear or the best person for your program. So I don't see that being a challenge. I see it, you know, it's always a challenge making sure you find the right person for your culture and your program. And that's, you know, that'll be our challenge the next few years as we build this thing. And, you know, I think there's a great group of student athletes in the locker room already. There's a good culture there that kids that want to do well, they want the program to succeed, they want to get better. So that's a great start. And, you know, I think with all the positive energy and the positive with the facilities and all the things that are going to come in the next few years, I think that's only going to help. But I don't see it being a huge challenge. Players want to play in Hockey East. They want to play at a program with tradition like Maine has. So, you know, I think that'll all be a positive. I really do.
What do you think are reasonable goals for the program in the next couple of years?
I think we just have to get better every year. You know, Coach Carville and Coach DeMichael and myself came here at UMass our first year 5 years ago. We won 5 games. And, you know, so I think we have to be willing to understand that there's going to be some bumps in the road as we build something that's hopefully sustainable. And I think the players that are there now know that they understand that, you know, we just have to get a little bit better every day. And I hope 2 or 3 years from now, the school and the community and everyone that loves black bear hockey will be able to see that there's something special going on. And, you know, that's going to be a lot of work from everyone that's involved in the program in the next couple of years. But it's going to take a few years to really gain some traction with a new coach, new culture, that kind of stuff. But, you know, I hope years 3 and 4, we're hoping to compete for Hockey East and national championships. I really hope that. And that's kind of been how the blueprint has worked at other places.
As you look down the road, 2, 3, 4 years, what do you think people will say? What will be your style as a head coach? What will be the hallmark of a Ben Barr hockey team?
I think we just want to play hard, in-your-face hockey. And in Maine, hockey has always been that. The Alphon Arena, and, you know, when that place is packed, that's what it is. It feels like everyone's on top of you. And I want our team to play that way. In order to get there, you have to have the right pieces, and you have to have everybody understanding, understanding what you want to accomplish on the ice. And that, again, it takes trust. It takes time. It takes, you know, a lot of communication with your players and your staff and your administration to, this is what we want to do, and this is what's acceptable, this is what isn't. And then when everybody's on the same page, that's usually when your team looks like that on the ice. And, again, it's going to take some time to make sure that everyone understands what we expect. And then, you know, when that product is out there and when that team is, you know, when we're in the right place culturally, I think you'll see it on the ice, and I think you'll see everybody doing the same thing, everybody finishing their hits, everybody making plays, making it really, really hard on the opponent. And that's what I envision in the next couple of years, hopefully.
As you know, Alphon Arena, when it's jam-packed and rocking, can be a great home ice advantage for a team. Is that part of the head coach's job, do you think, to get the student population more engaged and get them to fill that place every time you're home?
I do think that's part of the job. I think it's, you know, I think this past year has really shown everybody how important and how much to the, you know, the fabric of a community, of a school, you know, a hockey program can be, or a football program, or basketball, or any sport. And I think, you know, I know myself personally, when that kind of went away last year, you take some of these things for granted, and then when it's not there, you realize how important it is. And I hope that, you know, the school, the community that's always supported the team, when it's time, hopefully this fall, and we can get back in the rinks and you can have home games at Alphon again, we can't take it for granted. And and I don't think anybody will anymore. I think that's something hopefully that'll come good out of the difficult year, the last year and a half or whatever that we've all had. And So I think it's going to be, it should be really special, and hopefully we can do everything the right way so you have a student body and a community and a university that wants to support you. And that's more than just putting a team on the ice and saying, go play hockey. That's being a good person. It's being good in the classroom. It's being good in the community. And then those things, I think, kind of happen naturally. And obviously wins and losses are a big part of it too. So hopefully we can show that improvement from year to year where people are excited about the program.
Well, we're excited to have you here, Ben. Congratulations once again on the job. Thanks for making time for us today. And we look forward to talking with you on a regular basis. And most of all, good luck with those twins.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time. And yeah, I look forward to speaking again in the very near future.
All right. Thanks very much, Ben. Ben Barr, the new head coach of men's hockey at the University of Maine. That announcement made earlier today, a 4-year deal for Ben, who is 39 years old, with provisions in the contract that if they have Hockey East success, it could be another 2 years. It could end up being a 6-year contract as well.